I present to you my latest creation, Crisio Kart Micro SD, a cartridge for the Pegasus console, which will be the last one you will buy. No other will be needed. The card supports 82% of all games released on the NES/Famicom/Pegasus console. The following mappers, chips that extend the capabilities of the console, are supported. In addition, only this cartridge supports the famous 168:1 compilation, without which no Polish fan of this console would imagine dozens of hours spent playing. This is my tribute to Polish users. For the impatient, there is good news right away. The cartridge can be purchased from me. I invite you to the end of the article for details. The kit includes cartridge in the housing, 4GB micro SD memory card, micro SD card reader for USB, enabling recording to the card. So that's all you need. The cartridge has been tested on the most popular console models, MT777DX, IQ502 Rev2/3, SP60 on the Scalacu, Rinko, Famsonic, two no-name glutes. It works without any problems on each of them. Additionally, it has the built-in option to update the software directly from the SD card. Just select the appropriate file. Nobody else came up with something like this in Europe, and I was the second in the world to start working on this topic in 2012, when no one was thinking too much about flash carts. History. I took my first serious steps in the subject of Pegasus in 2012, when I created a huge cartridge, which is my master's thesis. It was based on a module with the Xilinx XC3S400 Spartan 3 system. In the final phase, the cartridge handled over 95% of titles, including even MMC5 and VRC6. However, due to its complicated construction, it remained the only prototype specimen. A few years later, I decided to create a slightly simpler medium, based on the Xilinx XC9572XL chip, 72 macro cells, more here. Initially, it was supposed to support only the 168:1 compilation, and the games from Zwota 5 and 4, Mapper Kamerika 71 and 232, and Umrom. What all these games had in common was that they had 8 kilobytes of CHR RAM. Later, support for NROM games was added, consisting in modifying the software so that after selecting a game and before transferring control to it, the processor would record the graphics from that game to RAM. NROM has 8 kilobytes of ROM memory. Then, by changing the SRAM memory from 6264, 8 kilobytes, to 62256, 32 kilobytes, and connecting the two highest address lines, the CNROM mapper could be operated. Another light software modification was to add MMC1 support, but only games with 8 kilobytes CHR RAM. By adding 8 kilobytes of PRG RAM, $6,000 to 7FFF, you could still run MMC1 games with additional RAM, such as Legends of Zelda, Dynablaster. Adding MMC1 support with CHR ROM and MMC3 mapper was not possible due to insufficient resources in the CPLD chip and the lack of legs. I used all of the available I/O ports and still had to resort to some tricks, for example, multiplexing, Y2 minutes. The loading time of the game consists of clearing the flash memory, a few seconds, reading from the selected ROM with the game of data portions to the PRG ROM memory, sector by sector, and its programming, byte by byte, reading from the selected ROM with the game portions of data to the CHRM memory, and its writing. Initially, the write algorithm consisted in reading one byte, programming it, and then checking. Do you need to load a new sector? Do you need to change the bank to memory? Or maybe it's the end of programming. The series of checks after each byte was extremely inefficient. I remember spending one of the evenings pondering and changing this way. After all, if it was possible to program the whole instead of byte by byte, divide it into programming blocks of 256 bytes, followed by checking the above conditions, then it would work much faster. However, before programming each block, define how many bytes should be programmed in a given iteration, 1 to 256, and store it in the Y register. Then the main programming loop could look like this. Even if the initial block length calculation take